Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Lehechan Golin. Okay, where do they go to Galut? Where are the Arei Miklat? Lehechan Golin, Arei Miklat, Shalosh Be'Ever Yaden, Shalosh Be'Er Eskenat. There was three Arei Miklat on the other side of the Jordan River, and there was three in Eretz Eskenat. Shenemat, Et Shalosh Arim Tetenu, Me'Ever Yaden, Et Shalosh Arim Tetenu Be'Er Eskenat. So you have three and three. Ad Shelo Nefchanu Shalosh Be'Er Eskenat, Lo Ayu Shalosh Be'Er Yaden, Koltot. Until the ones in Eretz Eskenat were established, the three on the Ever Yarden did not work, which means the three on Ever Yarden were not functional until the three in Eretz Yisrael were operational. Shneimar shesh arei miklat tiyena ad yu sheshtan koltot ke'ahad. Shesh arei, you have to have six of them all working at the same time. Umchavenot lahem derachim mizu mizu. Umchavenot lahem derachim, which means Beit Din would make sure that the roads were straight. Mechuvanot, that the murderer would have easy access to them. They take a stone from the roads and make sure the road is paved and make sure there's signs, so everybody knows exactly how to access the Arei Miklat. Shneimar Tachin Lecha Haderech. Tachin Lecha Haderech. Beit Din has an obligation to prepare the roads. Veshilashtam Umoslim Naim Shnei Tamidei Hachamim. And on the way to running to the Arei Miklat, they give the murderer two Tamidei Hachamim that run with him. Shemayargenu Baderech, because they don't want him to get killed on the way, we the Biru 11, they'll speak to the Goel Adam, like the Gemara is going to say. They're going to tell the Goel Adam, listen, he didn't mean it was a shogeg, they're going to have to kill him. So Tamid Hakim try to talk to Goel Adam out of killing the Rotsiach. Rabbi Meir Omer, who medaber ayde atzmo? No, he defends himself. Shneimar v'zeh devara Rotsiach. He speaks to the Goel Adam, please, I did it by mistake, what do you want? Okay, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, betachila, achad shogeg, achad mezid makbim na'ane miklat. In the beginning, everybody goes to the Arei Miklat. Achad shogeg, they had mezid. All murderers, right away after they killed, they run to the Arei Miklat. Bedin shulchin levin otom misham. Then Bedin brings all the victims, all the criminals. He brings them to the Bedin. Mishav tchayev bita bebedin argu. Okay, whoever's chayev bita because it was mezid, they kill him. Vishonot chayev bita patur. Somebody's not chayev bita, was honest. They let him go. Mishin tchayev galut, but somebody that was shogeg, they find that he's chayev galut. Mahazrin otod imkomo. They send him back. They send them back to Ir Miklato. Comes the Gemara and begins. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'Ever Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu established the three Arei Miklat in Ever Yarden. Umekenegdan Hivdil Yoshua Be'Er Eskenan. And in Eretz Kenan, Yeshua established the other three umchuvanot ayu kimin shtei shurot shebakerim, which means, and the three in Eretz Israel were corresponding the three in Ever Yarden, like two rows in a kerim, like two rows in a vineyard. They were mechuvanot zel azel. The Torah explains Hebron biYehuda keneged Betzel b'Midbar, Shechem b'Har Ephraim keneged Ramot b'Gilad, Kedesh b'Har Naftali keneged Golan b'Bashan. So one corresponding the other altogether, six Arei Miklat, again like two rows of a kerem. Comes the Gemara and says Veshilashta, it says, and you will divide Eretz Israel, also speak, into three parts. So it says, what do you learn from over here? Shiyu Mishulashin, which means you split the land into three parts. Shiye Darom LeHevron KeHevron LeShchem Umehevron lishchem kimishchem lekedesh, umishchem lekedesh kimekedesh latzafon, which means they're equidistant to each other. Which means from the border to the first Arei Miklat, Hebron, and then from Hebron to Shechem is the same distance from Hebron to Shechem to Shechem to Kadesh, and then Shechem to Kadesh is the same distance between Kadesh latzafon, which means they would make them equidistant to each other.
all the Are Miklat. Okay?
That's an Eretz Yisrael, by the way.
So comes Gemara and says, okay, Gemara now has a question. The Gemara's question is, okay, three on Eretz Yisrael side and three on Evrei Yarden side. So Gemara's question is like this. It's not proportioned. You have 9.5 tribes in Eretz Israel, they get three. You have 2.5 tribes on Evrei Yarden, they also get three. Three it doesn't make sense. Amar Abaye b'Gilad shechirot tzchim. Amar Eretz in Gilad, you had a lot of rotzchim. Now this makes no sense, l'chaora. So you had a lot of rotzim in Gilad. In the Evrei Yarden region, there was a lot of rotzim. Who goes to Eid Miklat? Shugigim. So what does that mean? You had a lot of rotzim. There was a lot of shugigim in Evrei Yarden. It's a shugig. It's a shugig. It's a mistake. There's a lot of rotzim. What does that mean? So the different explanations were said. Tosfot gives an explanation that I'll wait to explain the Tosfot until we get to the Gemara on the Amud Bet. So we'll see Tosfot in a minute. But the other explanations are interesting. One explanation is that in a society that you have a lot of intentional rotzim, you will have a lot of unintentional rotzim as well. Which is, in a society that, say allows guns, and everybody has a gun, so there's going to be shugigim as well. There's going to be mistakes, because everybody's carrying a gun, so therefore you're going to have unintentional murders. A gun went off by mistake, the kid picked it up and shot, and so on and so forth. So, b'gil'ad shchichi rotzim mizidin, and as a result, it caused a lot of rotzim shugigim to come about. That could be one answer. How do we know that in Gilad there's a lot of rotzim? Dichtiv says the pasuk Gilad kriyat po'ale aven akuba midam. My akuba midam about Rabbi Elazar shayu okbim laharog nefashot. Okbim, they were ambushed, like so to speak, in order to kill nefashot. Comes Gemara and asks. Okay, you want to see other answers to this over here? The Ramban mefarish shalotzchim shem ayu noagim beorma umareim atzmam kilu argu beshogeg. They're wise guys. They would kill bemezid, but they would orchestrate it as if they did it beshogeg. They would make it look like it was a mistake. Umachar sheyu rotzchim rabim shargu bemezid borchim na'ir miklat. So a lot of rotzchim mezidim are running to Adam miklat because they made it look like they were shogegim. So therefore they needed a lot of Adem Eklat. Another explanation we could say is like this. Begil'ad Shechichi Rotzchim is not going on the shogegs. It's going on the Go'ale Hadam. Since the Go'ale Hadam are very hot-headed and they're very hot-blooded, so therefore maybe you can't quantify how many shogegims there were, but once there's a shogeg, for sure he's going to get killed by a Go'ale Hadam. So you needed to have a lot of Adem Eklat for him to get to the zone before the Goel Adam comes and kills him. So there's Goel Rabim Shechei Rotzim is on the Goel Adam. Okay, that's another explanation. Huh? It says three. You need three. Is that the Kadut? That says you need three in every Adam. Yeah. So but why? Yeah, because you have to why. It doesn't make sense. I have to give him to make sense of me. Well, three. There's 9.5 tribes here and there's 2.5 tribes there. It's not proportional. Put five in one. We have a right to understand the Torah. If we can't come up with a reason, then we'll say it's a chok. But we gave a reason. Comes Gemara and says. Very good, another answer. Very good, another answer. According to that opinion, it's not everybody holds that opinion. According to that opinion, a lot of Mizidim go also. So if we need to have it, excellent. Very good. Umayshina mehaygisa mehaygisa deminhake umayshina metziae demikarbe, which means those people that live, let's say, by the borders, by the southern border or the northern border, which means they are close, they are further from the Eir Miklat. Umayshina metziae demikarbe. Mashe'enkin, the people that are in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, they are closer to the Adem Miklat. Which means, in the center of Eretz Yisrael, they were equidistant to each other, the three Adem Miklat. But from the borders,
they were like double the distance from the first border to the first Ad Miklat, was double the distance from Ad Miklat to Ad Miklat. So why the people on the borders had a longer trip to get from the first Ad Miklat than the people that were in the center?
Amar Abaye, Gemara says, B'Shchem Nameh Shchichei Rotzchim.
Okay, Shchem also, there was a lot of Rotzchim, which is in the Merkaz of Eretz Yisrael, in the center. Dekhtiv, U'chakeh Ish Gedudim, like armed robbers, Heber Kohanim Derech Yiratzichu Shchema. They would gather like Kohanim in order to kill in the city of Shchem. So the Gemara says, "My Heber Kohanim." What do you mean? They gather like a group of Kohanim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Shem mitchaberim laharog nefashot ki Kohanim alalu shemitchaberim lahalok terumot bebet geranot." They used to come together to kill people, like the Kohanim come together to collect the teruma and to split the teruma in the bet geranot in the granary. So they would come in cahoots together to kill people. So since Shechem there was a lot of Shechem, they had to put the Ir Miklat close to Shechem. So therefore they put it away from the border in order to make it as such. Okay, just to clarify, let's read over here. They split the land into four parts. Ha'arim, Hebron is in the Darom, that's on the Darom side, and Kadesh is in the Safon. Ha'yu rechokim migibul Eretz Yisrael, reva me'orka shel ha'aretz. They were further from the border, a quarter of the length of Eretz Yisrael. Nimsa, she'elu shogerim sham, yusachilus merchok reva me'orka shel ha'aretz. Exactly. If you live in the border, you had to run a quarter of the distance of the land in order to get to the first Eid Miklat. Right? And Mashiachin, once already you got to the first Eid Miklat, they were close to each other and you only had to go a shorter distance. Lo ayu slikim avon elam mechasit memerhak eneskad anu sheminit me'orka shel ha'aretz, which is each one was an eighth of the land. So the first is a quarter and a quarter, so that's half of the land from the borders. Right? A quarter to the first Eid Miklat of the land, and then from the other border another quarter, that's half already of the land, and the other half was divided within the three Eid Miklat. An eighth and eighth and eighth, like that. So therefore, they were close to each other. Yeah, we did that because in Shechem there was a lot of Shechem also. Same answer. And if we need to have it close to Shechem, the three Arim Miklat. Let's give it as it's. Okay. V'tu leka. Well, there's only six Arim Miklat. V'aketi v'alehem t'tenu arba'im u'shtayim e'ir. It says besides the six, you have to put another 42 cities. The 42 cities of the Leviim were also considered Arim Miklat. So it's really 48 cities of Arim Miklat. Which means the six primary ones, they protect the Yotzeiach, whether he knows he's in the Eid Miklat or whether he doesn't know that he's in the Eid Miklat, which is even if he stumbled into it by mistake, it's kolet. However, halalu, this 42 of the Leviim, ledaat koltot, shelo ledaat eno koltot. But if he doesn't know he's in there, it's not going to be kolet. So therefore, there's a difference between the 6 and the 42. The 6, ben ledaat, ben shelo ledaat kolet. It protects him. But shaking the 42 of the Leviim, he has to know that he's indeed in the city. Comes again, Gemara Nes, Hebron. Eid Miklatu? You just told me one of the Eid Miklatu is Hebron. V'aketi v'yitenu lechalev et Hebron ke'ashe diben Moshe. That what God gave as a result of Caleb, because he spoke good about the land, so he gave him the land. Now we know the Eid Miklat belonged to the Leviim. Caleb was from Shevet Yehuda. So how can Hebron be one of the Eid Miklat? Eid Miklat is only the cities of the Leviim. But you told me Hebron is one of them. Amar Abaye Parvadaha, which means the outskirts were given, not Hebron itself, the outskirts of Hebron, and that's also called Hebron. Zechtiv et sedeh ha'ir v'et hasadeh natu lechaleb ben Yefuneh. He didn't give him the city proper. Hebron got the outskirts. Gemara says v'kedesh ir miklat davai. Another question. Kedesh is one of the Arim Miklat. V'aketiv, it says when they were giving out the halakim to Shevet Naphtali, it says v'arem mifsar. The big cities, the fortified cities, Hatzidim, Tzer, v'Hamat, Rakat, v'Chinaret, v'Kedesh, v'Edrei, v'En Hatzor. These were all the cities that were given to Naphtali. V'Tanya, Arim Alalu, we have a law. When it comes to Arim Miklat, En Osim Otam, Lo Tirim Ketanim, you're not allowed to make Arim Miklat, not a small little city because of not enough food over there. And you'll see why you have to have a lot of food in Adem Miklat. Small city, they don't have too much access to food. Velo kerachim gedolim. You don't want to make it too big a metropolis either, because it would be very easy for the Gorel Adam to just sneak himself into the big city and kill and make trouble. Ela ayarot benonit. You know, you make it a middle-sized city. Oh, but it says in the Navi that the city of Kadesh was a Mifsar. Mifsar means it was a big metropolis, a big city. You just tell me now the Ir Miklat's not allowed to be big. And one of the big cities that they gave to Naphtali was what? Kadesh. And Kadesh is one of the Ir Miklat. How could it be? Amar Rav Yosef, Tarte Kadesh Havai. Okay, there's two different Kadeshes. The two cities Kadesh. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, Kegon, Slikum ve'akra de Slikum. Which means, it's like the city of Slikum, which was the big metropolis, and then you have the small suburb area called Slikum also. You have the big one and you have the small one, the major and the minor one. So therefore, that's what they had. Right? You have the great one and you have the little one. Great neck, little neck. Okay. Comes again what says, Gufa Arima Lalu. En osim ota lo tirim ketanim. These cities of Arim Miklat, you don't make them small. Velo kerachim gedolim, not big cities. Ela ayarot benoniyot. Middle, mediocre. De en moshivim otam ela bimkom mayim. You gotta put it in a place where there's water. Vim en sham mayim. For example, there's no wells and things like that. Mevi'im lahem mayim. They have to dig rivers there and bring in irrigation. Ve'en moshivim otam ela b'mkom shevakim. And you got to put it next to a place where there's markets, so they can have access to food. Ve'en moshivim otam ela b'mkom uchlusim. And you have to put it where there's a lot of people, because we don't want to go el adam or come with an army and it'll overtake the city and they'll start killing. So you put it in a heavily populated area, just in case the great Adam comes in with a big group, there could be a proper resistance. If let's say the population starts to dwindle in the cities that are next to the Arim Miklat, Mosifin Alehin, you have to resettle more people over there. If let's say the dwellers of the Arim Miklat itself start to dwindle, Mevi'im, Naim, Kohanim, Nevi'im, V'Yisraelim, in order they come and live there. Why does it say Kohanim, Nevi'im, Yisraelim? It means Miyuhasim. You bring people that have good lineage, that are not violent people. Because you want you don't want people that are hot-headed to come live in the Arim Miklat, because they'll kill the Shofchei Adam also. So therefore, when the population goes down, you bring in Anashim Miyuhasim. People that have good lineage, that are not, Rotsheim and things like that, so they can come and move into they'll have Rahmanut, and they won't give over the Rotsheim to the Goel Adam. Right? The Goel Adam's going, hey, where's the Rotsheim? If you have good people in the city, they're not going to be Moser to give over the kills. Ve'en mochrim na'em lo kele zayin. You're not allowed to sell ammunition in the Eir Miklat either. Ve'lo kli mitzuda. You can't even sell animal traps. Again, because these things can be used by the Goel Adam. I'll go to the Ir Miklat to buy a gun and then go kill. The Vera bin Hamya. The Achamim atirim. Achamim say, you can sell Kli Zayin. The Shavin, but everybody, Vishain porsim betucham mitzudot. You're not allowed to set traps in the city for animals. Vein mafshin betucham havalim. Nor can you set different types of ropes that they used to also. Kedeshelot er regel Goel Adam mitzuyasham. Which means you don't want to give the Goel Adam a reason to come to the city. Now, if there's hunting in the city, and there's traps, and there's things like that, so he wants to come to the city to trap his animals. So we don't want to make it any appealing at all for him to come to the city, so therefore there's none of that stuff either. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Me'ekera, what do you need all these things for? Why do you have to make sure the Eir Miklat has money, has more water? Why do you have to make sure that the Eir Miklat has mezonot? What do we care? Well, it says, Ve'nas elachat ha'arim ha'el v'chai. It says, and he will run to one of the cities of refuge, and he will live. You have to make sure that he has a good life over there. So that has to be water, that has to be marketplaces, that has to be protection for him. Only because of the word V'chai. You have to make sure that he has life. And because of this, the Gemara says another halakha. Now we have a braita. Talmid shigala maglin rabbo imo. A student that killed Meshogeg, his rabbi has to go to Galut with him. He has to move there. Shene emar V'chai. It says he has to live there. Avid lemidi tetevele chayuta, and a student cannot live without his rabbi. So it says v'chai. How is he going to live in the Eir Miklat without the shiurim, without the divrei Torah, without anything? So therefore, the rabbi's got to move to Galut now in order to give the kid a life. The Gemara says, as a result of this, a lesson. Amar Rav Zeira Mikan, Shelo Yishne Adam Talmid She'enu Hagun. You shouldn't teach a kid that's not Hagun. Because what's going to happen? His Avonot are going to cause him to kill B'shogeg, and you're going to end up having to move to Galut with him. So therefore, maybe you better check out the guy before you start teaching him. Amar Rav Yohanan, Harav Shegala, opposite. They said, a rabbi went to Galut, Magdin Yeshivatu Emo. He's got to take it. They send the yeshiva into Galut with him. Because also the rabbi can't live without the yeshiva. It's a two-way street. So therefore, he has no life without it. Ini, we have a contradiction. V'amar Rabbi Yohanan, minayin ledivrei Torah she'en koltin. Which means the divrei Torah itself is kolet. Which is somebody that studies Torah protects him. What does he have to go to Ein Miklat for? He's studying Torah. The Torah itself is protecting him from all the problems. Shere Emar, as it says, it bitzer b'mirbar, when it talks about the three Arim Miklat, uchtiv batre v'zot ha-Torah. Right after the Zot ha-Torah, Shesam Moshe. What's the connection between the Zot ha-Torah and the Arim Miklat? To come and teach them. Just like the Ein Miklat protects the Rotsayat, studying Torah also protects. So what do you got to go anywhere for? Lakasha, habe'nad asikba, habe'nad ala asikba. Bizman she'adam asikba Torah, of course the Torah is protecting him. However, be'nad ala asikba, but he's not learning Torah, then the Torah does not protect him. So therefore, maybe the Gwela Adah is going to get him at the time that he's not learning Torah. Therefore, he's got to go to Ir Miklat. Viba'itema, my koltin, what does it mean it's koled? It doesn't mean that the Tevret Torah is like Ir Miklat. What it meant is, mimalach ha-mavet, that at the time that you're learning Torah, it protects the person from the malach hamavet, which means not from the revenge of the goel adam. It's not like Eid Miklat. No, you got to go to Eid Miklat. You got to go to Eid Miklat. Torah's not Eid Miklat, but it says koltin. Koltin means it protects the person from the malach hamavet. How does it protect the person from malach hamavet? Gemara tells a story. He had Rav Chasda. Havei yativ v'garis be'berav. Rav Chasda was learning in the yeshiva of Rav. Elo avak kayachi shliachad malachad demutal lemchrad legabe. The malach hamavet was not able to come close to him to get him. He didn't stop learning. Every second he was learning Torah. Sadiq v'yativa arza deberav. So he went, the malach ha-mavet, and he sat on a cedar tree outside the Beit Midrash. He's waiting for the rabbi to stop learning for a second. Baka arza. So what did he do? He cracked open the cedar tree, which made a lot of noise. V'shatik. So Rav Chasda can quiet for a second from the noise. That one second he kept quiet from learning Torah, boom, Malach HaMavet was able to get him. Same story like we learned by David and Melech Alav Shalom in the second Shabbat, Daf Lamed. Abba Rabbi Tamhum Bar Chanilai, Mepenem HaZachar Uven Limanot Batzala Techila. Why when we're counting these six Adem Miklat, we count Betzer? Betzer was from an Uven's section. Why does he get the zikud that when we're counting the six Adem Miklat, Betzer is the first one that we count, that Uven is the Gabe Hatzala, where you're saving the murderers? Why does the Uven go first? Mefineshu patach batzala techila. Because he also opened with Hatzala techila. Shnei Amar, v'yishmar Uven, v'yatsilu miyadam. When it came to the brothers, who was the first one that tried to save Yosef HaSadiq? It says, Vayishmar Uven heard the plan, Vayetzideu miyadam. So therefore he got midah kenegi midah. Later on, when we talk about Hatzala, it puts the Uven first in Betzer. That has to be similar in my dichtiv. As Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'Evra Yarden Mizlecha Shamesh. Which means, why does the Torah come along and say that Moshe Rabbeinu separated three cities in Miklat, Mizlecha Shamesh? What do we got to do with Mizlecha Shamesh? In the east of the sun, where the sun is in the east. What does it got to do with the sun? So Gemara says, Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hazrach Shemesh LeRotzchim. God was telling Moshe, shine the sun for the murderers. Which means when you build these cities, build them with water, build them with food, like give them sunshine, give them the proper amenities. Yikade Amre, some say, Amar lo hizrachta shemesh lerotzim. Not that God was telling Moshe to do it. God was telling Moshe, Hazak Baruch, hizrachta shemesh lerotzim. You did it. You set up the cities, and therefore you have given light to the rotzim. That Rashi Rabbi Simai by dichtiv, ohev kesef, lo yizbak kesef. Person that loves money will never be satiated for money. Umi ohev behamon, lo tevua. And I will explain the end of the pasuk in a minute. Ohev kesef, ohev kesef. This is really referring to what's kesef? Not money, mitzvot. person that loves the mitzvot, he'll never be satiated from the mitzvot. Ze Moshe Rabbeinu, shaya yodaya she'en shlosh arim she'be'evra yadin koltot, עד שהוא נבחרוש שלוש בארץ כנען ואמר מצווה שבאה לידי אקיים אינה. We just got in the Mishnah that the three in Eved Yerden don't become operational until the three in Eretz Yisrael become established. So Moshe Rabbeinu, technically, why did he go and establish the three? They don't work anyway until Yeshua says the three. So Moshe is Ohev Kesef Lo Yisbach Kesef. He says a mitzvah that I can do now, I'm going to do as much as I can, even though it's only half a mitzvah. And it's the mitzvah that cannot even be fulfilled yet. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very, very excited when it came to doing the mitzvot. Is even the mitzvah that I cannot complete, it's coming to my hand now, I'll do as much as I can. The Gemara is praising Moshe Rabbeinu for his diligence in doing the mitzvot, even though he knew he cannot see it to completion. Umi yohev behamon lo tevuah. Limi na'el lamed behamon? Who is worthy to teach in public? Umi ohev behamon? Who is good to teach in the hamon? Ledrosh halachot barabim, mi shekol tevua shelo. Somebody that has all the tevua, which means he's baki. He knows all the halacha, agada, mishnah. Read the law as if it's a kedei uchtiv. Umi ohev behamon lo tevua, like a lamed vav. The one that has tevua, that has all the goods. והנו דאמר בי אלעזר, מה דכתיב? מימלל גברות השם ישמיע כל תהלתו. למי נאל למלל גברות השם? Who is the worthy, the one to speak the גברות of השם, to teach תורה ברבים? למי שיכול להשמיע כל תהלתו, the one that's able to give all the praise, which is he has all the מקורות and he's able to give all the דרשות. So again, the person says, מי ימלל גברות השם? Who can speak the praise of השם? Meaning, say over beautiful דברי תורה, Yeshmiya kol tehillato, the one that can say all the praises of it. I mean, the one that is fluent in all these farim. Rabbanan beitima rabba bar mori amar mi ohev behamon lo tevua kol ohev behamon. Anybody that loves tamidei hakamim, that have a lot of Torah in their mind, lo tevua. What's going to happen? He's going to end up having tamidei hakamim as children. Yahabu be Rabbanan einayu be Rabba bered Rabba. They looked at Rabba, the son of Rabba. Rabba, his father, loved Torah, and he loved Tamid Hakamim. What did God reward Rabba with? He gave him a son like Rabba. So you see what? Those that love, those that teach Torah or learn Torah, their reward will be lo tevua. They themselves will get tevua. They would have Tamid Hakamim as children themselves. Rabba Shem Amar Kol Ohev L'Mor Be'Amon. Anybody that loves to teach Torah with the group, Habura, lo tevua. Which means only people that learn together in a group, they gain. To them, they have the wheat. Because when you learn in a group, what happens? Everybody sharpens each other. Everybody contributes to the chidushim. And therefore, you have a crystallized concept. Like the Gemara says, V'hanu d'amar Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Hanina, my dichtiv, Cherev el abadim v'no'alu. Cherev al severe soneihem shel tamidei hachamim sheyoshvim ve'oskim b'Torah bad be'bad. There's a sword that stands over the enemies of the Tamidei Hachamim. It means the Tamidei Hachamim, but it doesn't want to say it. There's a sword, Bar Minan, over the enemies of the Tamidei Hachamim that are studying by themselves. Since they're studying by themselves, they're making mistakes. They're not learning with Havruta, they're not learning in a group. And therefore, Bar Minan, there's a sword over their head to... Not good. Velo od ela shemetapeshi. Now you that, they become a tapesh. If they study alone, they become foolish. Ketivacha v'no'alu. It says over here in the pasuk v'no'alu. Ketivatam. It says over there when Aharon was asking mechila, when he spoke lashon hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, it says asher no'alnu, meaning we acted in a way of tepshut. So therefore, it says no'alnu is tepshut, and over there it says by people are learning alone, it's a no'alnu. Asher no'alnu. V'lo od ela shechotim. Not only that, they make sins, because since they're going to learn wrong, they're going to misinterpret what they learned because nobody had to correct them. They're going to end up doing what they learned, and it's avon or chet. So therefore, not only that, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to make sins. Shne'emar v'asher chatanu v'ibayet emah me'acha no'alu tzare so'an. That was about tzare so'an. They came to make sins. So therefore, you see that studying alone is not good. Rabina Amar kol ohev l'lamed behamon lo tevua. Somebody that likes to teach Torah to a lot of people is good also. Why? Because the students will teach the rabbi. The students will give insights to the rabbi. That's why it's good to teach many students. Rabbi said, "Harbe Torah lamati merabotai." I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbis. Umehavera yoter mehem, and I learned more from my friends than from my rabbis. Umetamidai yoter mekunan, and from my students, I learned more. I learned from my rabbis. I learned from my friends, my chavruta, even more than my rabbi, and I learned from my students even more. Because what? When you're saying the shiur, there's back and forth. It's give and take, and therefore it becomes crystallized. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, my dichtiv. Omdot ayu ragdenu misharayt Yerushalayim. It says, our legs were standing in the gates of Yerushalayim. Mi garam leragdenu shi'amdu b'milchama. What zechut did we have that our feet, our legs stood in war, and we succeeded in war? Omedot ayu ragdenu. Where? On the battlefield. Because why? Sha'arei Yerushalayim Sha'ayu Oskim Batorah Omdot Ayu Raglenu Bamilchama. Why? B'Sha'arei Yerushalayim. Because the yeshivas in Yerushalayim were studying Torah, and therefore we had success in the war. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi, my dictiv Shira Ma'alot David Samachti Be'om Nivni Be'et Adonai Nerech. David HaMelech says Samachti Be'om. I was very happy when they told me Bet Hashem Nerech, let's go build the Beit HaMikdash. אמר דוד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, שאמרתי בני אדם שהיו אומרים, מתי ימות זקן זה, ויבוא שלמה בנו ויבנה בית הבחירה, ונעלה לרגל, ושמחתי.
I heard the people murmuring behind me, when is this old man going to die already? So his son, שלמה, can come and build the בית המקדש.
דוד אומר, says, I was happy, שמחתי באומרים לי. I was happy when they told me, בית השם נלך, let's go to the בית המקדש. Even though they were asking for my death.
אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, God tells David, what do you think? I like your service even more than the service of Shlomo that's going to have all the korbanot.
Ki tov yom b'chaserecha me'alef. Tov li yom echad she'ata osek b'torah lefanai me'elef olot she'atid Shlomo b'nechal l'akrim lefanai agadah mizbayah. Ki tov yom b'chaserecha.
One day that you spend in the chaser of the Bet Midrash me'alef is even greater than the 1,000 korbanot that Shlomo HaMelech is destined to bring.
Comes again when I continue. So we said what? You have to prepare the roads for the Areh Miklat.
Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer.
Rabbi Eliezer says, Miklat haya katuv al parashat derachim. Kedei sheyakir harotzeach v'yifne lesham.
When you have a fork in the road, you have to put signs. Miklat, this way. Because otherwise the rotzeach is not going to know how to get there. So it says, Tachin Lechad Derech, have to prepare the roads. So they will put signs in order that everybody,
the Adotzim, would know.
One of the Mefarshim said, one of the Baalei Musar said, there's another mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim on the holiday. Shalosh Regalim, Mishlosh Pah Mishlosh Yirai Echot Zikur Gadecha. How come they don't put signs on the road, Yerushalayim? Why only when it comes to Eir Miklat? The explanation is, it's a lesson in Chinuch. It says, when it comes to the people that are going up to Yerushalayim, what? There's no sign. So what do they have to do? They have to knock on somebody's door. So now what happens? The children answer the door. Excuse me, could you tell me how to go to Yerushalayim? Oh, they have chinuch. They see that there's people going up to Yerushalayim for the regel. We want the children to come into contact with these people over here. When it comes to Rotzeach, the guy has blood dripping from his hands. We don't want him to come knock on the door. Does anybody know where the Eid Miklat is? So therefore we say, Tachin Lecha Derech, put signs up so they're able to go to the Eid Miklat. Comes and goes, Amar Rav Kahana. Make it. How do you know you have to prepare the roads for the Eid Miklat to put signs? Tachin Lecha Derech, Haseh Lecha Hachana LeDerech. Make a preparation for the road. Rav Hama Bar Hanina Patach La Petcha Lai Perchata Me'acha. When Rav Hama used to give a shi'ur on Eid Miklat, he used to open up his shiur with the following pasuk: Tov yashar Adonai al ken yore hatta'im b'darech, which means God guides the hatta'im, right? Like we said over here, you have to do everything in your power to save the rotzeach b'shogeg. That's why you have to prepare the roads. Al ken yore hatta'im b'darech, he guides them on the road, like we said. He tries to save them. So he says, "Im lachataim yore kavachomer latzadikim." If God is interested in saving the chataim, the sinners, kavachomer, God is going to try to save the tzadikim from puranut. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish patach la petcha lahay parshata meacha. When he used to talk about the rotzach b'shogeg parasha, he used to open up with the following derasha: "Vasher lo tzada
which means lo tzada, he didn't prepare to kill. It was unintentional. But what? God brought it to him. I mean, it happened. So Gemara says, what do you mean? God brings a person to make a mistake like this? Why would God bring a guy to kill Mishogeg? It says, it's like the old Mashal says, what's the oldest Mashal in the world? The Torah. They call it Mashal Kadmoni. So he said, like the old parable goes. The old parable is like what we learn from the Torah. Mirisha'im, Yitzir Resha. From the Sha'im, what comes out of the Sha'im? From evil people comes out evil. What does it mean over here? What is this person talking about? B'shnei b'nei Adam she'argu. Story. You have two guys that killed. Et ha-nefesh. Echad harag b'shogeg, v'echad harag b'mezid. One guy killed b'shogeg, one guy killed b'mezid. Laze en edim, laze en edim. They both got off free. There was no witnesses. So the guy from Shogeg, he got off the hook. He didn't have to go to Galut. And the guy that killed b'mezid, he got off the hook because there was no witnesses also. So you got two murderers walking around the street. What does God do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminnam lepundak echad. God brings them to the same hotel. You have the Shogeg guy and the Mezid guy. Now they're staying in the same hotel. They check into the same hotel. Vezeh she'alag b'mezid. The guy that killed the Mezid, Yosef ta'ata sulam. He's sitting over there under a ladder. Vezeh she'alag b'shogeg. The guy that killed b'shogeg, yored b'sulam. He's coming down the ladder. He's in the hotel. He's coming down the ladder. What happens? What does God make it happen? Then ofel alav. And the Rotzeach b'shogeg falls under Rotzeach b'mezid. Vehorgo. And there's witnesses. Zeh sharag b'mezid ne'erag. Vezeh sharag b'shogeg. Everybody gets what they deserve. The guy that killed b'mezid ends up dying. And the guy that killed b'shogeg ends up going to Galut. So, if Asasur means, Mirisha'im yetzeh resha. The guy that killed b'shogeg, it's because he did it once before. And therefore, God brings them together now in order to get his punishment. And the Rotzeach b'mezid also, God brings them to that same place. So both of them are going to meet the justice out. So now we understand, back to our original question that we had, B'Gilad Shchichi Rotzchim. Remember we said, oh, there's three Eid Miklat on the side of Gilad. So we said, oh, what do you mean? It's three and three, it's not proportionate. There's only 2.5 tribes there. Oh, in Gilad there were a lot of Rotzchim. Not a Shogigim over there. So Tosfot came along. If you look at the Tosfot on Tet Amud Bet, the bottom Tosfot, Begit Gad Shchei Rotzchim, Perush Ulahachi Utzrachnu Na'alem Miklat, Nefi Shehorgim B'mezid Belo Edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazminan Lepundak Echad. Which means, like we learned earlier, there's a lot of Rotzchim. That what? Like the story over here. A lot of Rotzchim. What does God do to Rotzeach b'mezid? He brings him to a pundak. And what ends up happening? He brings somebody that killed b'shogeg in order to kill the guy who's b'mezid. So he goes to death and he goes to Eid Miklat. So since this, when there's a lot of Rotzchim, so mezidim, so therefore God orchestrates that there'll be shogegim that will come to kill the Rotzchim mezidim. That's what I want to answer. Tosfot kan matziim perush acher. The Gemara lekama melamedet sheim lo ne'enash sharotzeach bebedin, like there was no witnesses. Mekol makom ne'enashim em bide shamayim. Because Baruch Hu mazmin et harotzeach b'shogeg v'tarotzeach mezid lepundak echad. Vegorem lachen sharotzeach b'shogeg יפול מהסולם על רוצה ויהרוג אותו. נמצא שהרוצח נהרג והורג בשוגג יגלה. ומאחר שבגלל רוצחים רבים, there was a lot of רוצחים that didn't get their punishments. There was no עדים. They're killing all over the place. The witnesses, there was not. So therefore, והיה כזאת אומרת, לגלל רוצחים בשוגג, שלא גלו במקומות אחרים, וגורם להם להרוג בשוגג רוצחים. Which means, this is the beautiful explanation. The way they explain the תוספות. So you have a lot of Rotzim Mezidim that are off the hook over here. So God got to punish them. So what does God do? He brings Rotzim Shogegim from other places, and now they move into Gilad, because he's got to bring these two guys to the hotel, so they each will get their punishment. So in Gilad, Shkihei Rotzim Shogegim also. Because since there's a lot of mizidim, you need a lot of shogigim there too to make this scenario. So the shogigim would put in their, it would be in their minds to move to Gilad. Because Hashem would put that in their minds over there, because he needs to bring them together. So that's why it says, there's shogigim there also. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. Amrila Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Min HaTorah, Min HaNeviim, Min HaKetubim. From the Tanakh, we have a following principle that can be learned from the Tanakh. Bederech she'adam rotze lelech, in the way that a person wants to go, bam molichin oto. In the Shamayim, they put him on the way, whatever he wants to go, that's the road they put him on. Min HaTorah dechtiv, when Bil'am, he wanted to go curse the Jewish people. He couldn't wait to curse the Jewish people. What did God tell him originally? Lo terech imahim. But Bil'am really wanted to go. What does it say after? Uchtiv kum lech itam. Okay, so you want to go? Bilam says, "Bederech shadam rotze lelech, kum lech itam." You want to go the wrong way? So God opens up the road for him as well. Min haNeviim dichtiv, it says in Yeshaya, "Ani Hashem Elohecha melamedcha lehu'il." God says, "I am showing you things that will benefit you, or to for your benefit." However, madrichecha bederech telech, I will guide you on the road. Whichever road it is, even if it's not a right road, I will guide you on that road also. So you see, God said, whatever road you want to go, I'll guide you. I mean, Ketuvim dechtiv im laletzim hu yalitz. Guy wants to act like a letz, so God will put him on the road of letzanut. Bilanavim, you want to go on the road of humble people, yiten chen. So God will put you on the road of chen. It all depends on which road a person wants to go. God guides the person according to that. Amar Avuna, rotzeyach shegala le'ir miklat. Oh, very important halakha. The rotzeyach on the way to the ir miklat. He's ready to the miklat. Umetzaog u'el adam v'harago. Go'el adam finds him and he kills him. Patur. Now, we think this is a pashut halakha. What do you mean? We learned this from when we were 2 years old. Of course, that's the whole reason of Ir Miklat. He's running there. The Goel Adam sees him on the way. He can kill him. He's patur. Shere'e makasabar. It's because this rabbi holds, when it says in the Pasuk, Velo en mishpat mavet. It says, and he does not have a death penalty on him. Who's the law? Who's the heed? That doesn't have a death penalty. Begoel hatam hu dechtiv. It's talking about the Goel Adam. Which means, so you read the Pasuk like this. Prepare yourself a road for the Ir Miklat. Why pin your dof ko el adam achar rotzeach? Because maybe the goel adam is going to run after the rotzeach. V'sigo, and he's going to catch him. V'ikau nafesh, and he's going to hit him. V'lo el mishpat mavet. And if he does that, he's innocent because he's allowed to kill the rotzeach. So from this pasuk we learn that a goel adam is allowed to kill the rotzeach before he gets to the ir miklat. Okay, what are you talking about? That's so pashut. Not so pashut. Metibe, we have a question from a braita. Velo en mishpat mavet. Berotzeach hakatu medaber. The lo en mishpat mavet is not going on the goel adam. The murderer is not chayav mita. Why? Because he did it. Bishogeg. That's what it's saying. Velo en mishpat mavet. Oh. And therefore that goel adam is asur to kill him. Ata omer barotzeach o enu ela begoel adam. Who told you? Maybe velo en mishpat mavet is going on the goel adam. Who told you what's going on the rotzeach? Kishu omer ki lo sonehu lo metemol shilshom. Why is he not guilty? Because he didn't hate him. Meaning he wasn't malicious. It wasn't his enemy that he killed. Havi omer barotzeach katu medaber. So the whole context of the pasuk is talking about the rotzeach. And what does the pasuk say? Velo en mishpat mavet. That the rotzeach is not hayav mita because velo sonelo metemol shelshom. There was no animosity between the one that he killed, meaning he killed him b'shogeg. So it comes out we have a fantastic machloket over here. Is the goel adam allowed to kill the guy on the way to the in miklat? It all depends on how you learn the pasuk velo en mishpat mavet. Is it on the goel adam or is it on the rotzeach? Chavos Gemara says. Oh. Look at Rashi. You have to look at Rashi over here. Begoel Adam HaKetuv Medaber. See that Rashi right in the middle of the page there? Begoel Adam HaKetuv Medaber. V'achi Kamar. Pen Yirdof Goel Adam Achara Rotzaya. Right? Lest the Goel Adam runs after the Rotzaya. V'sigo. He'll catch up to him. V'ikau Nafesh. Velo yitiare mibetin. The goel adam, don't be scared if you kill him. Kilo em mishpat mavet. Vesof ha mikra omer kilo sonehu musav al rosho. פן ירדוף כל אדם, אני אומר לך להכינו הדרך, כי לא שונא היה ולא הרגו מדעת, which means כי לא שונא is going back on the רוצח, which means I told you to prepare an enemy clot because he's really innocent, כי לא שונא, that's going on the רוצח, but when it says ולא אין משפט מוות, that's going on the גואל אדם, and it's time to go to אדם, don't worry if you kill him, you're not חייב איתה. Gemara says actually מחלוקת תנאים, הוא דאמר כי הייתה נתניה ולא אם משפט מוות בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר, אתה אומר בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר או אינו אלא ברוצח, כשהוא אומר כי לא שונא ולא בטוח ששום הרי רוצח אמור, מה אני מקיים ולא משפט מוות בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר. זה סוכות והבאי לסתנה אסתור מה זה גואל אדם, סוכות והבאי מחלות את תנאים איפת פסוק ולא משפט מוות זה גואל אדם או שכוין אונדי רוצח תנן. We have a braita. Amishna. Muslim knows that the midi hachamim. You give the yirotzeiach two rabbis that chase one with him to the edim echlat. Shimmi yehargenu baderech. Because we're worried that the goel adam might kill him on the derech. Vidaberu elav. They speak to him. My lab. Dematru ved. Ikatil bar katalahu. What are you giving to two rabbis for? Why two rabbis? Ela, because they're going to give the guy a warning. Hey, listen, buddy. If you kill this yirotzeiach, you're going to be hayavita. Oh, this is a ra'ayah that what? That the Goel Adam cannot kill the Rotsa. That's why the Mishnah says you put two Tamid Achamim with him in order that they can give a warning, a legitimate warning to the guy to say, hey, listen, don't do it. Right? Comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not the reason. Kidetanya, vidaberu elav. We want the rabbis to talk to the Goel Adam. Devarim hari'uyim lo. Things that can appease him. Omnim lo, al tenhag bo menhag shof chedamim. Don't treat this guy like he killed in cold blood in Mizid. Don't treat him like he was a murderer. After all, bishkaga ba ma'asel yado. The guy did it bishkaga. Therefore, you're not really, if the Goel Adam Akotis wants to kill him, he can kill him. But you try to talk him out of it. Listen, give the guy a break. He didn't do it bimizid. Don't treat him like a shofchei damim. He did it bishogeg. Rabbi Meir omer, hu medaber aydei atzmo. Rabbi Meir says he himself has to talk to the rotzeiach, adi goel adam. Shneimar v'ze devar harotzeiach. The devar, the rotzeiach himself has to talk. Amru lo, hachamim said, harbe shlichut osa. Which means, sometimes it's better to do things aydei shaliach. Harbe shlichut osa. Sometimes a person cannot communicate the right way. It's better to use a shaliach, the tamid hachamim, to be able to speak on your behalf. On the contrary, maybe when the guy speaks up, the guy gets more angry. What do you mean? You killed my relative and all that. Sometimes take the edge off of it. Let the shilichim and the hachamim. It's better to do that. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor, Bishkaga ba ma'aseh liyado. Funny. The Gemara says, what do the rabbis tell the Rotsayah? I mean, the Goel Adam. Listen, it was Shagig. It was a Pshita. Dibi Mezid bar Galutu. Isn't that obvious? If he's running to Galut, it must be because it was Meshogeg. What do you guys say? Oh, it was Meshogeg. Of course it was Meshogeg. No, we learned it in the Mishnah. In that, now like we learned, the Bi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Betchila, Echad, Shogeg, Ve'echad, Mezid, Maktimim, Na'ale, Meklat. Ubedin, Sholchein, Mevi'im, Otam, Misham. Mishnet, Chayev, Bita, Haragu, Shneemar, Veshchuz, Chnei, Ailu, Velakon, Otom, Misham, Velatu, Otom, Yad, Goel, Adam, באמת, מי שלא נתחייב פטרוש, נאמר והצילו העדה את הרוצה מיד גואל אדם, מי שתחייב גלות מחזרים אותו למקומו שנאמר והשיבו אותו העדה עיר מקלטו אשר נס שמה. Which is according to the Mishnah, that was all the quote from the Mishnah that said what? Everybody runs to Eid Miklat originally, and then they take out all the people and they start judging them. The guy that's innocent, they let him go. The guy that's guilty, they kill him. And the guy that's galut worthy, they send him back. So therefore, it's not so pashut. When a goel adam sees a guy running to eat a miklat, he could be a mezid. That's why Tamid Achim have to tell him, no, this guy was a shogeg. They try to explain it to him that he was indeed was a shogeg. Rabbi Omer, me'atzmam hen gulim. Which means, Rabbi says no. Not that the law says the mezidim have to go to the eat a miklat. They did it on their own. Because every mezid thinks he's a shogeg. Kasmuri man, different. Kasmuri man, mechad shogeg, mechad mezid kotot. They don't know the law. The mezid guy thinks, I'll go to Eid Miklat, I'll get saved. They don't know that it only saves the shogeg guys. And therefore, everybody runs to the Eid Miklat just on their own. That's why the rabbi says, hey, listen, go slow. This guy's a shogeg guy. So it's a machloket. Either halacha says that they have to run, or it was just reality that they would all run to the in miklat, because the mizidim thought that the in miklat was kolet. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ir shiru barotzchim ena koletet. Wow. A city that the majority of the city is rotzchim. Doesn't save. Shnei Amar, v'dibir be'oznei zeknei ha'ira hi et debarav. Which means the Zikne Ha'ir, they speak what are they speaking to? Which means, I guess, the Zikinim speak to the people of the city, to the Rotzchim, but the people of the city cannot be like the Rotzeach himself. They're speaking to the Rotzeach, but not that they are the same, that they have the same avon. We are still as rov rotzim. So then already, when they're speaking to the people in the city, hushvu devrehem devarav. Now, so the zikinim cannot be rotzim. What kind of the rasha is that? So he says, "V'lechaora the rasha zukasher shalu en mashlut the pasuk ela shalu yu zikinim rotzim." ומנין יקל לומד הגרות שלו יתהילו בשל עיר רוצחים הרוך השוחן מבאר את הנשע מה שלו פסוק שהרוצח מדבר עליהם היו שבקשו לחמים והרוצח speaks to the זקני העיר, please give me mercy, let me come live in the city, I didn't kill במזיד, I did בשוגג. אולם אילו היו רוב תושבי העיר רוצחים, אינו צריך להתנסה בפניהם עד שלג בשוגג ולבקש לחמים שקנצו אותו שגם הם עשו כמותו. Which means if the majority of the city was Rotzim, he wouldn't have to beg them to come live in the city, because they're all Rotzim also. Umukach im kema pasuk shenov yisvayin enam Rotzim. So you see what? From the pasuk to Mitzvah, they were not Rotzim. And how do you see that again? Mashlema pasuk sharotzeach medaber alehem. Hainu shemibakesh mem rahamim. Please give me mercy. Sheyechnisu oto le'ir. Lefi shelo arak b'mezid ena b'shogeg. Omnam. That's the point. The fact that he has to beg them to come into the city, that shows you that the majority of the city is not Rotzim. Because if the majority of the city was Rotzim, what do you got to beg them? You're also Rotzim. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. And so the fact that you see that they have to speak to the Zikne Ha'ir, I want to come into the city, Mistama, it's a city that doesn't have Rov. Rotzim. Amar bin Azar. Ir she'en ba zekinim, a city that doesn't have a beddin, does not become an ir miklat. The ba'inan zikne ha'ir, because the pasuk says by the end of the day, have zikne ha'ir veleka itmar ir she'em ba zikinim. A city does not have a betin or elders. Rabbi Amiv Rabbi say had omer koletet, v'had omer ena koletet. Machloket. Some say it is ir miklat. Some say it's not. Leman damar ena koletet ba'inan zikne ha'ir veleka, because it says zikne ha'ir. You don't have it. Leman damar kolet. The one that says that it works. Mitzvah be'amana, when the pasuk says zekinim, it means it's a mitzvah to have zekinim, but it's not mandatory. Ve'ir she'en ba zekinim, another city doesn't have zekinim. Rabbi Amiv Rabbi say, hadaman na'asa ben sulei demore. A city that doesn't have zekinim can become a ben sulei demore city. However, ve'hadaman en na'asa ben sulei demore. We cannot make a ben sulei demore in a city that does not have zekinim. Leman damar en na'asa ben sulei demore ba'inan zekni airo ve'leka. Leman damar na'asa ben sulei demore mitzvah ve'alma. Same story. That if you hold, it says zekni airo by ben sulei demore. So one says it's mandatory, and one says it is a mitzvah. Last point. Ir she'en ba zekinim. Rabbi Amiv Rabbi say, hadamar mevi'ah egla arufa, v'hadamar ena mevi'ah egla arufa. Leman damar ena mevi'ah egla arufa, ba'inan ziknei ha'ir ahi. V'deka, leman damar mevi'ah egla arufa, mitzvah be'alma. Good. Which means, same story. It's a ziknei ha'ir by egla arufa. So we have three machlokot. By ir miklat, it's a ziknei ha'ir. By egla arufa, it's a ziknei ha'ir. And by ben sulei demore, it's a ziknei ha'ir. And we have the same machlokot. One says it's mandatory, and if the city does not have ziknei ha'ir, it cannot become no ben sulei demore, no ir miklat, and no egla arufa. And the other rabbi says, no, it is just a mitzvah, but it's not me'akev. Baruch Adonai Olam.